This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. The University of Nevada, Reno has always placed a high priority on its research capacity and capability. But today, the role that research plays is more vital than ever, not just for the university, but as an economic driver and attraction to top students, faculty, and industries. Here to discuss the university's growing research plans and vision is University President Mark Johnson. Welcome, Mark.
Good to be here.
And his guest, Dr. Myrtle Gowdom, the university's Vice President of Research and Innovation. Welcome, sir.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Mark, first, let's start with you. If you would please give me a little bit more formal introduction for our guest that you brought to the studio today.
Yes, Dr. Myrtle Gowdom has come to the university as Vice President for Research and Innovation. We added the term innovation to this position just before he came with the purpose of recognizing that we not only do research, but we carry on the translational research to take basic knowledge, turn it into real world and applied knowledge, and moving on all the way to commercialization by working with industry to put research to work in terms of solutions and products. Myrtle came to us from the University of West Virginia on the 1st of October 2013, so he's just been here less than a year and a half. But his role at the university is to lead the entire university toward greater things in research and innovation and to work with industry to help do more commercialization of our research product.
The university is having record enrollment. Tesla and other companies are in the headlines. We have drone test site designation in Nevada. Local startups are on the rise. So, Dr. Gowdom, what opportunities does this create for you and your role and the university in terms of research and innovation?
This is an absolutely exciting time for the university and for the region. The University of Nevada, Reno is critical to the success of this region as an innovation hub. We are the critical component of the ecosystem that is taking foothold in this region. Our faculty are just outstanding. The quality of work that goes on at the university has been top-notch. Our role in this region is to spur entrepreneurship and innovation, new startups. And we've been doing some of that in the past year very successfully, both with our own faculty and by attracting companies from the outside. To respond to this new need, the demands of this region now, we have an Office of Enterprise and Innovation that has been created, and that will actually rely on the overall effort that the president has outlined of achieving the Research University Very High Carnegie classification. The innovation center is where the co-working, the incubation, the mentoring, the collision of ideas will take place. And it's open to both the faculty, the students, bring them together with entrepreneurs and investors in this region.
Mark, let's go back because, Myrtle, you mentioned something that we want to talk about and clarify. We've used this term a number of times, research university very high, but explain why this designation is so important and exactly what that is.
The Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching classifies different universities at different levels. It classifies, first of all, as a national research university, so it puts us into a set of colleague universities around the country that are doing quite a bit of research, and that's a major responsibility. However, we are considered a research university high, and many of our surrounding state universities are ranked very high, such as the University of Oregon, Oregon State University, University of Utah, University of Arizona, University of New Mexico. So we think it's important for not just the classification itself, but for what the classification signifies, and that is it signifies that we are a major player in university research across the entire country. That means we have a much, much higher level of research going on at the university, and then Nevada will be recognized as a state that invests in research at its universities. It brings reputation. It makes it easier to hire research faculty. It makes it easier to bring in graduate students if we have this classification.
And this is the University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I'm David Stipik. We're discussing the university's growing research plans and vision within the university. with the President Mark Johnson and Dr. Myrtle Gowdam, the university's Vice President of Research and Innovation. Let me go back to you, Myrtle. Beyond the importance to the university of this very high designation, how is that relevant to our community in terms of achieving that?
Well, let me go back to what Mark was saying and add a little bit to that. So the Research University Very High isn't the goal. Research University Very High is a classification. So from our perspective, why do we want to achieve that? Well, it tells us that we are now moving towards research being very pervasive all across the campus, that we have our systems in place, we have a faculty conducting research, we have graduate students, we have doctoral students being graduated at par with our neighboring states over here.
Mark, maybe you want to talk a little bit more about this designation and how attainable that is and what does it take to make this all a reality?
And that's the important part. It's not just classification, it's a reality. And the reality is that we have to really get more competitive grants, doing more research at the university. It means that we will have more doctoral students coming to this university and graduating here. So it's really a description of a level of activity in doctoral education, in research going on at the university, in the level of grant activity that's occurring here. And that's the way it's measured. And what we're saying is to be classified with this group of research university, very high universities, means we will be very similar and have the similar impact of these other universities. And very importantly, research generates economic development. When we have more research here, it will take a tremendous increase. We're estimating another 400 faculty members coming to this community, about the same number of graduate students coming to this community. These will be fairly well-paid, smart people adding to the Reno Sparks community to do this kind of research. So it has economic impact, social impact on the community, big impact internationally and nationally as a result of the research.
So the Research University Very High isn't the outcome.
Right.
I consider that as a metric. The outcome is the quality of work that goes on here, the investments that the university is making in the infrastructure, in people, and that attracts good people. And and they attract the industry, because industry does want to recruit competent scientists and accountants and engineers and you name it. And the region definitely benefits from it.
The university will need to hire more faculty, gather more resources and funding. What's the time frame?
We've got a plan. That we could achieve this mark within 6 years. The pace at which we move toward this classification will depend on the investments from our students, from our industry, from the state legislature. So it takes quite an investment to create the kind of research university that already exists in the states of New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, and Oregon. And that's our goal.
So what are some of the university's key assets or resources that will help achieve this level?
The fact that we have good leadership in research with Dr. Gowdam, the fact that we have some very, very active researchers and graduate programs on the campus already, and so we have a good starting point from which to grow, to expand the breadth of the research program and the depth of the research program on campus. So we're a vital organization with growing research outcomes, but we just need to grow rapidly to get to that very high classification.
Now, Myrtle, your title is not just VP of Research, but also Innovation. What does this say about the collaboration of campus-wide, the faculty, the students all across campus and throughout the system?
Innovation, I'm glad you brought it up. Uh-huh. You don't make it happen. You let it happen. Innovation is a response to a change, and this place is changing. It's not just a change, it's the rate of growth, the rate of change that's taking place. In response to this change, we had to innovate, and now we have research and innovation in the title of a person who came in my office. And we have an Office of Innovation and Enterprise, which is a response to the changing demands of this region. We are making services and opportunities available to our faculty, whether it's state-of-the-art labs, whether it's a co-working space such as in Delamere Library, where students, faculty, and even those not belonging to UNR can come in and make things.
It's very interesting how our College of Engineering has responded to some of these new opportunities in industry. When we got the Federal Aviation Administration designation as a test site for unmanned autonomous aerial vehicles, Our College of Engineering immediately jumped to create an undergraduate minor in unmanned autonomous systems to help our engineering students respond to this industry and to create a workforce for this industry. As soon as we learned that Tesla was coming to town, the College of Engineering started both postgraduate and undergraduate programs in electricity storage and battery storage and things of that nature. So the fact that we have research in these areas that are complementary with these industries and that we can be creative and flexible to twist some of our degrees in the direction of current industries will really help that industry connection.
Talking of innovation and changing with times and responding to change, College of Science, the Department of Mathematics, they've hired a faculty member who excels in autonomous vehicles, the quote-unquote autonomous cars, the Google cars or the driverless cars that we talk about. And he specializes in that. He was one of the semifinalists in the DARPA Challenge a few years ago. He's on board, and there is a response to the changing times in the College of Science in the math department. And there are many examples across this university with some outstanding faculty who are really stepping up.
And this is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. It's the University Spotlight. I'm David Stipik. We're discussing the university's research plans, vision, with University President Mark Johnson, Dr. Myrtle Gowdom, the university's Vice President of Research and Innovation. What are some of the commercial applications that we might see in the next several years, maybe coming out of this university? What types of things?
See, I grew up as a lab rat, so okay. I slowly moved out, and I still put one foot in the fundamental research, the other in the applied research. And here, one of the Australian companies that moved in has just got its first major funding, looking for second major funding, working with a faculty, and trying to make drones safer. We'll see a lot of new innovative ideas turn into reality in that region. I expect a lot of success in the pharmaceutical industry. We have a support of a very successful philanthropist in this region who worked for a very successful pharmaceutical company. And he's providing advice and supporting the programs at the university. I expect a lot of work to be done in autonomous vehicles in this region. A lot of work in simulation. We have faculty who are doing outstanding work in smooth muscle plasticity, in physiology, anthropology. And in fact, the whole area of entrepreneurship is really gaining foothold at the university with the Osmond Center. And I think everything is driving everything else, and it's all moving upwards.
Mark, what are some of the regional or statewide impacts of the university's research that our listeners may not be aware of?
I would start by saying we work very closely with the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada to let everyone know that we have a research university here which has open doors. Anytime EDON wants to bring a company to town which is fairly technical and wants technical support or a technical workforce, we invite them to campus before they even decide to come here. And we have our engineers, our scientists, and our business professionals work with them to let them know that they have an opportunity if they come here to blend right in and work with people at the university. I'd go beyond advanced manufacturing to point out to people that we do a lot of research in water and cleanliness of water, the clarity of Lake Tahoe. We do a lot of ecological research that has to do with the entire Great Basin, this fairly arid region of the country, in the social as well as the agricultural and the environmental parts of living in the Great Basin. So we have quite a broad range of impact on a broader community than just the advanced manufacturing firms coming to town. But we have open doors. We have smart people here who are very well trained. They're up on the cutting edge of research and technology. And here we have people that want to work with industry. And we're very welcoming in that regard.
You know, I've been in this for a lot less than Mark. The level of cooperation in this region between the university, EDON, the industry, entrepreneurs, it's just amazing. This is the magic that I have not seen in other places where the whole region is coming together. And that, I think, is the key to regional success.
With all the news about new companies in town, there seems to be a lot of excitement about the potential for the university to partner with private enterprise.
That's correct. I'd have to second what Myrtle was talking about. People in this community have shown tremendous resilience through the Great Recession, but the amount of coming together and people getting on the same page under the leadership of EDON, under the collaborative spirit of all the educational institutions in this community and the industries themselves, the city government, the county government, everybody seems to be pulling in the same direction. And that is a real deal maker for the diversification of industry in this community.
Myrtle, any closing observations?
All I can say is I'm so proud of myself having picked this place for my rest of my career. And thank you.
Mark, final thoughts from you. We'll wrap up.
Yes, I think the University of Nevada, Reno, in all of its dimensions, is growing rapidly and making a great contribution to the future of the Reno-Sparks area, Northern Nevada, and all of Nevada.
This has been the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. We've been discussing the university's growing research plans and vision and their vital roles in our region. My guests today have been the University President Mark Johnson and Myrtle Gautam, the university's Vice President of Research and Innovation. President Johnson, Mark, thank you as always.
Thank you.
And Myrtle, thank you, and all the best with your important work.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to KUNR Reno Public Radio.